97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, joining us this morning. Hans, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Well, I have to ask you about this story I found that to me is just mind-blowing about the Department of Justice suing Virginia for removing non-citizens from voting. But my understanding is, and correct me if I'm wrong, they were just enforcing a 2006 law that Tim Kaine signed.
Well, yeah, but not only that, but it is a felony under federal law for an alien to register or vote in a U.S. election, whether it's a federal election or a local election. But by the way, they haven't just sued Virginia. They have also sued Alabama. They filed these after the governor in Virginia, Governor Youngkin, announced that they had removed 6,300 aliens from the rolls. In Alabama, they found over 3,000, and I have no doubt that they will soon sue Texas. Texas announced they've taken 6,500 aliens off the rolls, which, Kim, that could make the difference. You get a close election, look, that could make the difference. What's going on here is, first of all, everybody has to understand, this was done by the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department. That's where I used to work. The Civil Rights Division is run by a radical left-winger who unfortunately got confirmed by the Senate to be the head of the Civil Rights Division. And they are misinterpreting a federal law which says that if you're going to take people off your voter rolls because they've moved, you have to end that program 90 days before the election. They're claiming that also applies to aliens. That's just not true. And this is just an abusive lawsuit because they want these aliens on the rolls. They want them voting. That's the plain, simple truth of it.
I mean, surely Virginia's going to win this because it's ridiculous. Again, I know there are some state elections where, shockingly, illegals can vote, but not in a federal election. So I don't know what grounds the Department of Justice would have to stand on in this case.
Well, like I said, they're abusing a federal law on this that doesn't really apply to this. And they... look, they assume they've got the power. You know, they have all the lawyers they need, all the resources. They're hoping that they'll get one of the very liberal federal judges that Biden and Harris have been appointing to the court so that they can get a judgment in their favor. Listen, they are so intent on not enforcing the federal law against aliens, and they want aliens voting, that a couple of years ago when Terry McAuliffe was still the governor of Virginia, remember, he was the former head of the DNC and then was governor for a while of Virginia, McAuliffe vetoed a bill passed by the state legislature that would have required the courts here in Virginia to notify election officials when they found aliens on the voter rolls.
Yeah, this whole thing is insane to me that they're trying to fight this, and that just tells you what their motive is. They want to make sure that they can vote. I really quickly wanted to ask you about this whole situation with this supposed third assassination attempt against Trump. The local sheriff's office out of the Coachella Valley area saying, you know, this was going to be an assassination attempt. The feds are saying no. So it sounds like it would really just be up to the feds to decide if they want to charge that guy with that potential assassination attempt. Have you been following much of what's going on here?
Yeah, I have. And look, this all has happened so quickly that I don't think either side have enough time to investigate all the circumstances and for the feds to come out and say, oh, it wasn't, when this just happened.
Yes.
When they haven't had a chance to thoroughly investigate this, I think says they're jumping the gun.
Right. I mean, I know they're saying, well, he's a registered Republican. He went to the RNC. He supports Trump. He just happened to have guns in his car that were loaded, that kind of thing. I get that. So there is absolutely a chance that that was not his intent. But yeah, to your point, I mean, to just dismiss it so quickly when there's been no time to further investigate, it seems that's just irresponsible, I guess, is the word that comes to mind.
It is. But then the Secret Service has been irresponsible for quite a while now when it comes to Butler. And I'm still not confident that they have upped his protection the way they should have been doing in the very first place.
Well, yeah. I mean, Donald Trump should have more protection, arguably, than anybody else. I mean, there's if assuming this was, let's just say this was a third assassination attempt or would have been had they not caught the guy at a checkpoint. I mean, think about that. I worry that these attempts are going to keep on happening, even if he's elected.
Kim, they are when everyone on the left, including in the Harris camp, they keep referring to him. They continue to refer to him as Hitler.
Yeah.
As the next dictator of America, all of which is just simply not true. But they are inciting people to do this.
Yep. 100%. All right. Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation. Great chatting with you as always.
Thanks for having me.
Get more at 971talk.com.